Probably at the I told you before, but once more again, I would like to talk about this point today. The point is the recent, my recent feeling, experience of modern age. Which there is something missing. One is the lack of a big-heartedness. The second is the lack of, real enjoyment, real enjoyment. recently, I really feel deeply those two things missing in our modern age. in Buddhism, we always mention be compassionate, be kind to oneself and others. But actually, we are not compassionate, we are not kind to oneself and others, particularly personal emotional problem which we are usually confronted with. If you have a good emotional aspect, I think no problem, but if you have a bad aspect of emotional experience called hatred, anger, well, we don't know how to take care of. it's pretty hard for us to be generous and magnanimous or compassionate to or kind to hatred or anger, pain, etc. But basically, we should have the foundation there of how to deal with oneself and others and trees, birds, and hatred and anger, love, whatever, with the generosity and compassion and kindness and magnanimity. But magnanimity and compassion or generosity is not to take easy in our lives. Sometimes we have to take it easy, but sometimes we have to work hard. Sometimes we must be serious and strict. You have to be conversant with strictness and easiness, kindness and not kindness. So I think generosity or magnanimity is kind of big heart. This is your foundation in what you can build up your life. If you don't have this fundamental attitude toward human life, it's pretty hard to take care of many things which occurs in one's life. You cannot have, because you cannot have always good aspect of human life. You cannot have always the bad aspect of human life. Always there are two aspects of human life you have to be confronted with day to day. So I think you, through the experience, through the study, through the meditate on those two things, you have to make a free use of them in your life. I don't know how to, but this is a practice for us. That's why Dogen Zenji mentions to listen to Dharma, which Dharma means the truth or ultimate discipline, principle of existence and phenomena and teaching. Those three work together. This is the meaning of Dharma. Okay? Dharma is not the only the principle of existence, but it is simultaneously a phenomenon, because without phenomena, without human life, the truth or principle of existence doesn't make sense. So its truth is very close, interacting very closely with phenomenal human life. And also the truth is something you can convey or transmit to others. That is a teaching. That's why Dharma has three meanings: the truth, principle of existence, and the phenomenal human life, and also teaching. Those are combined and work together. So if you use a term Dharma, it's really vague meaning, but it's very generous. When you listen to human life, or when you listen to human world, you using the term Dharma, you can accept the big scale of the world, not only the phenomena separate from a truth, or truth separate from human life. So you have to be completely magnanimous and generous toward human life. That is a Dharma. Okay? So Dogen Zenji mentioned to listen to Dharma is to cause your consciousness to disport itself. Disport is a play, P-L-A-Y, play, freely, okay? In Japanese, please forgive me using the explaining of Japanese, because Japanese has a little deep meaning, something more than English, so I have to tell you. To disport oneself is called in Japanese yuge. Yu is to play. Ge means to transport. Transform. Transform. So the yuge means you can transform yourself in the process of playing freely. Okay? Do you understand? Transform means not change. Not change. Without changing your body and mind, capability, ability, whatever you say, okay? Your the habits, your heredity, karma, whatever you say, without changing your body and mind, anyway, something transformed in the process, okay? In the process of playing freely, okay? So this playing doesn't have any purpose. Why we have to play? Do you understand? To play is, well, end itself. No purpose. At that time, you can really have a full commitment to play. They go to the Lake Tahoe and play gamble, you know, if you like. In San Francisco, I met the one gentleman who likes very much to play the gamble every week. Then I asked, he is always earning the money by it. The student says no, he didn't. But he loves it. He loves it. So every week he goes there and play the gamble. So why? No reason. Because he enjoys very much. So to play, real play, doesn't have its own purpose, or you know. So just to play. You get to play. If you just play with wholeheartedness, then there is some power to transform your life. Transform means to produce creative new life. Just like the art of the diving into the ocean from the top of the cliff in Acapulco, okay? It's really true. If you see TV, you can see that how beautiful diving into the ocean from the top of a cliff, you know, how beautiful it is. So that is, he doesn't know how much he creates his life. In the process of diving, he doesn't know. But he is right in the middle of producing creative his art, you know. In the process of diving, in the process of playing with the diving, exactly. At that time, this is called art of playing, diving. So, to listen to the Dharma is to cause your consciousness to disport itself. But consciousness is very tricky. It's very difficult. Consciousness is kind of something which causes your life to stop. not going freely. That's why we have to listen to the Dharma, the Dharma, which means listening to about the truth, the principle of universe and the phenomenal world, human life, and also teaching from the people, from the person. So this is, and then you can really get into the depths of human existence. So, naturally, you can pray freely with, you know, the practice. When you do Zazen, you can really pray freely with the Zazen and produce a new creative life in the process of doing Zazen. Okay? But real creative life simply cannot be perceived by your consciousness. It's not your business. But if the people see it, people feel how beautiful it is, just like diving. Okay? So day by day, how long it takes the people to create that new creative life. Day by day, divers always practice same things. How long? I don't know. In his whole life, he has to do it, regardless of whether he is a beginner or he is advanced or he is adept. It doesn't matter. From the beginning to end, he has to continually practice like this, and then he can really produce a creative new life. Okay. So this is Dogen Zenji mentions. So I think the to cause your consciousness disport itself, your mind must be big-hearted and your heart, your body and heart must produce a new creative life day to day. And also, this creative life must be transmittable. This term, transmittable. You cannot hold it by yourself. Naturally, it can be conveyed to somebody else. Otherwise, your creative life is not culture. Okay? But it must be culture. Culture means manifestation of your heart, which you have learned through your everyday living. Based on the sublimity of life and death. Okay. And then this is a culture. For instance, diver is also, his life must be culture. Because he created beautiful art of diving. This is a culture. If so, everyone has this culture. Okay? But individual culture must be transmittable.
means you have to transmit it to somebody else in the next generation. Otherwise, culture doesn't stay in your life. I was told very often that American people, some of Americans that said we don't have a culture. But don't say that. Well, what do you mean? You have to, if you say so, if you believe that, I think you should consider once more again, what do you mean culture? You should consider carefully meaning of the culture. And how do you learn the culture? You can learn the culture from the past, but not only the learning the culture from the past, but also you have to digest the culture which you have learned from the people in the past. In the day-to-days, you have to learn, digest it and manifest and produce your culture, new culture, day-to-days in the present life. Then next, you have to transmit it to next generation. Otherwise, culture doesn't remain in American society. You know, if you look at the people around you, I think some of people have a great culture created by individual. But people often say, "I don't care because it is his business." Then nobody tried to take over, nobody tried to learn from that person who is living day to day. It's not only the technical things you have to learn, but also you have to learn technical things and also personality based on the sublimity of human life and death. For instance, I think in this group, you know the Beverly White mother's 1996 or so. She's still alive, and lately she cannot make a beautiful card, but for many years she has produced the beautiful card by her hands using the wild flowers, and she was almost blind. But day to day, she has produced this beautiful card and showed it in art show in Minneapolis. Who takes care of? Who takes over this? It is small culture, small things. This small culture, created by individual. But if you believe it is a beautiful American culture, I think somebody should take over and transmit it. Not only how to make this, cars. I think you should learn the person behind the technique, behind the producing, this beautiful cars every day. You have to learn person every day who is alive day to day. Otherwise, cars is just a cause separate from human feeling, human emotions, and warm heart, warm blood circulation. Do you understand? It's easy for us to learn the technique, but it's not so easy to learn the person. In order to learn the person, I think it takes really time. Okay? That's why he says to learn, Dogen Zen says to listen to the Dharma is to cause your consciousness to disport itself. Through the person, you can get something which causes your consciousness to play freely. In other words, produce something creative. Okay? So that is most important for us. And then you can, if someone takes over, someone takes over this beautiful culture and transmit it, I think it is called culture. But anytime, anywhere, everyone can do this. But America is pre-individualism, too much. So you say, don't tell me what I should do. It seems to be a freedom, but I don't think it's freedom. It's very isolated, very isolated. Nothing too warm, to feel warm between. How can you appreciate? How can you express your appreciation to your human life? Nothing. Apparently, you have lots of natural sources and beautiful food and many things and nice houses, clothes, but no big heartedness. So that's why there is obvious lack of big heartedness. We have to anyway produce it, we have to produce this big heartedness. Okay? Big heartedness means you have to practice day to day learning the technique or studying systematically, but also you have to learn something, you know, from the person who lives day to day. It takes time. But the technical things and the systematical study can be possible for a shorter period of time. If you go to school 4 years, you can learn. But in order to digest your technique and the studies what you have had in your life, it really takes time. For this, you have to have a communication, warm communication with the people, constantly, person, and then learn personality, personality with which that person always works together with the trees, birds, the winters, and all sentient beings. For instance, if you go to the California, most of the people say, I don't like cold. But that is really egoistic and pretty emotional. I was also one of them. because I lived in California and I moved to Minneapolis, but I didn't have any idea how to live in this cold weather. But I always feel good because still there are old senior citizens exist in such a cold weather. How old I am? I am pretty young. Even though you say 60, still I am young. Because 80s and senior people always walking on the street in the cold weather. It's possible. And then, please ask them how to live in this home. Probably they will tell you a technique how to live, how to walk in the iced road, what kind of boots you should have, and they will teach you. But you cannot learn that person who lives in cold weather, day to days. Okay? Emotion is very complicated. Can't you say, I love cold weather? No. Can't you say, I hate cold weather? You should talk with those senior citizens people. Can you ask them, do you like cold weather? Maybe they say no. Or maybe they say, I like cold weather. But I don't think they cannot exist in the cold weather attaching to only one side, so-called, I love cold weather. No. If you live day to day in the cold weather, always there are two things comes up. I like it, but I don't like it. Do you think so? That's why when you cause your consciousness to disport, I think you should be conversant with, okay, you like or you don't like. This is a very stark reality. Don't you think so? You have to, then you can live day to days. How to learn? How to learn the person? How to learn the technique they use? They are very conversant with like or dislike. How do you learn? No way. But they live. So I think that's why if you learn this kind of things from the person very naturally, you really express your appreciation to living day to days. And then if you feel deep appreciation to human life, naturally you want to transmit it to next generation. That is a teaching. This is a culture. So everyone has this capability to produce culture and to transmit to next generation. So American people has, anyway, freedom, okay, total freedom, eternal possibility to produce, you know, American culture, day to days. Okay. Do you have a question? I think this is my talk in this year. Maybe next year. I'm sorry, I am going to Japan December 25th. So please have a nice Christmas and New Year. I hope everyone will have happy in 1988. I will be back July 15th. I hope. No guarantee, but I hope. So I am looking forward to seeing you again next July. And July 15th next year. Thank you very much.